Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm just going to be honest. I feel like it's a good policy and I'm going to lay my cards out on the table. I miss you guys between shows, so I'm doing a mini show because I think it's nice to be in touch. And also, there are just a couple of things I keep thinking in between these shows. I'll be walking along during the week thinking, oh, I should really tell them about this, or oh, I'd love them to know about that. So that's what these mini shows are going to be, a little midweek sort of catch up. So the first piece of excellent news is that I have confirmed a recording date with Dr. Seher Rocket. She is coming back to the Emma Gunn Show, mainly because I have had so many messages from listeners and I've been racking my brains about how best to get back to you guys. And I really think the best policy here is going to be getting Seher to discuss these questions, which will be asked anonymously if you want to write in. The recording date is quite soon, so I wanted to let you know, because if you want to get in touch and you have a question for Seher, whose speciality is hormones, if you go back through the library, you can listen to that episode, and she talks about hormone basics to really quite complex stuff, and a lot of the questions dig into the complexities of personal situations and what have you. But if you have a feeling, as I did last year, that something wasn't right, something didn't feel good, and, you know, the usual channels just are saying, no, no, there isn't a problem, and you're like, I know this body, something's not working in the way that it should be, then definitely fire your question off to Seher, because she is brilliant for being able to sort of steer you in the right direction of the resources that are available to you and the right kind of questions to ask. So if you have a question, please do email it to me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, and I will ask her on the show, and it will be very much listener questions and Seher discussing what you want to know the answers to. So that is on its way. Also, bearing that in mind, seeing as there's been such a demand for Seher to come back, I thought it would be interesting to find out if there are guests that you either want to return again or guests that you would like me to go after. So, for example, I do get messages about Nadine Bagot coming on for her third episode, because she's already done two, which I think accounts for about 3 hours worth of chatting. But quite a few people have asked for her to come back for show number three. Are there any other guests that you would like me to go back to and say, hey, how's about round two? And equally, are there any people that you would love to hear on this show? Do you think that there are people that you would like to listen to in a long-form conversation in the way that I do it? Very relaxed, you know. I managed to start the conversation with author Joe Hoare the other day talking about laundry. Wasn't intentional, didn't mean to be so mundane, but that's how the show kicked off. If there's anyone that you would like to have on the show, then you can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or I know lots of you get in touch with me on Twitter and Instagram, and that's where I'm at Emma Gunns. So just send me a tweet at Emma Gunns, or you can DM me on Instagram at Emma Gunns, whichever is your favourite mode of social media transport. In fact, let's not talk about that, because I'm still croaky from tiredness from a terrible commute home last night. In other news, I just wanted to share a couple of books that I'm reading, because I love reading books, and I know a lot of you have been asking me questions because I keep putting them on Insta stories. So I'm reading a book called The Four Tendencies by Gretchen Rubin. By Gretchen Rubin. And The Four Tendencies is a little bit like one of those you are a personality type, and there are four personality types. And I've always previously got quite infuriated by those sorts of books because it feels as though you either are a personality type and there are no sort of grey areas. But what I like about The Four Tendencies is that within each personality type, it breaks down your strengths, your weaknesses, the extremes, how it might look when you experience this, how it might look when you experience that. So she's really covered those grey areas, which I really, really enjoy. I'm an obliger. I already knew that, to be honest. But actually having it on paper, the way that I react to things and sort of an understanding of why certain things tick me off or why I'll sort of take too much crap from certain situations, it's just been a real eye-opener. So if you're looking for a book that not only sort of opens up a little bit about what you're like, but might also help you understand other people, then I would definitely give that one a look. And there's a personality quiz that you can do via her website, happier.com. And I'll put the link in the show notes because that could be your starting point to the book. The other book out this week is Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. I'm sure you've heard me talk about Tim Ferriss on the show before. I started listening to podcasts a few years ago and I wasn't feeling particularly positive about much. And Tim Ferriss's podcast, where he deconstructs kind of the success stories of type A successful people, really lifted me at a time when I was kicking myself in the rear end. So I am forever grateful for his output from that perspective. But also his books are, they can be quite hard going, if I'm honest. Like, I'm not a great reader, if that makes total sense. But his new book, Tribe of Mentors, is one of those. The layout is brilliant for dipping in and dipping out. And if you've looked at my Instagram, you'll see that I put some pictures of one of the pages and there's brilliant quotes from people who he's interviewed. And even that in itself can just be really galvanizing. And I put a picture up of a quote that Ashton Kutcher said. And I've had so many people say, oh my God, that is so true. So if you're in, if you want a book that might kick you up the butt in a really positive way, but you don't want one of these droney manuals that you get lost in, because I do, my mind wanders and I start thinking about The Lost Boys and whether I'll ever end up meeting Keanu Reeves. But if you want something that your brain can actually compute, if you are kind of a scatterbrain like I am, I really highly recommend Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. And to end this mini show, I just want to say that I have big plans for the podcast for 2018, and I just want to hear from you and find out what you would like to hear next year. I really want to get more people on, cover more topics. There will always be, my heart will always lie in beauty, but I want to sort of, I have a list that I'm looking at right now on my whiteboard in front of me in my office that says dream guests, and on it it says J.K. Rowling, Oprah, Celine Dion, Tim Ferriss, Henry Rollins, Anna Faris, Patty Jenkins, who directed Wonder Woman, and Kelly Osbourne. I'm desperate to just go big or go home. Never go home. I just want to get these amazing people on who I think would be really fascinating to just have a very relaxed chat to. So again, if there's anyone that you would like me to get on the show or go after, because I am a scrappy little yard dog when it comes to getting in front of people, if there's anyone that you want me to go after, then please do tweet me at Emma Guns, and maybe at them too, so that they can see what you're trying to do. And also, if there are any topics, I'm really keen to do a show on narcissism, because I feel like narcissism is a massively overused word with, and it's a huge topic. And do we really understand what narcissism is? And I also want to do, lots of specialists sort of digging into topics and finding particular experts. So if there are any subjects that you want me to approach, I will get in touch with the right experts to try and put together a really robust, helpful show for you. So that's the end of this first mini show. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Just remember, I'd love to hear from you. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. DM me on Instagram where I'm at Emma Guns. Tweet me at Emma Guns. Whatever you feel is right. I would love to hear from you, and I do get back to everybody personally. So see you on the main show later.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.